A glorious summer's day. Outside, a barman shakes a stainless steel cocktail shaker. He pours clear liquid into a martini glass with a twist of lemon peel on the rim. An attractive middle-aged woman takes the glass.
Thank you.
Smiling, she turns her back to the bar and looks out at the garden. She takes a sip of her drink. A man in a grey suit appears at her side.
Oh.
She looks him up and down.
Hello.
I look the same.
The barman passes him a martini.
Weddings.
Our weddings.
Yeah.
They watch the awkward first dance.
There is no one else can take your place.
Except 25-year-old personal assistant.
Natalie, it was after we split.
Minutes, but well done for trying. I heard the new one legged it.
Kate eyes Richard.
Michaela and I have parted company. Yes.
These young women, they just can't make up their minds, can they?
No. You get me, Kate. Oh, you used to.
That's because I'm a trained child psychologist. So how's life with a nearly retired corporate sellout?
Marvellous. I'm playing some of the best golf of my life.
What?
You're going to be so bored.
I will not be bored.
Totally and utterly bored.
Rubbish.
Bored.
Rubbish. You look great, by the way.
Oh, shut up.
Damn it, still handsome.
Richard blows a kiss.
OK, so he's here.
Who?
Ken. Oh! Is that him?
Well, he's got a nice body.
Ken?
Ken's tennis coach.
It's time Kate thought more aggressively. Get out there.
I do get out there.
Taking your laptop out into the garden is not getting out there.
Kate pouts at Penn. Ken snatches a bouquet from a little girl.
Come on, you two. Get back together. Come on, get back together.
Not now, Jenny.
Well, we're living here. It's just an idea.
Oh!
Hi.
You care, not you?
Hello. Oh! Whoosh!
Flowers!
No, they're for you.
Oh, thank you. They're lovely.
You're allergic.
Only mildly.
Why is Kate holding flowers when she's allergic?
Only mildly.
I'm so sorry,
no,
I didn't know.
Right. It's not all flowers,
I'll,
really.
No,
I like them, I want them. I actually want them. Why has Kate got flowers? She's allergic.
Only mildly.
Kate repeatedly whacks Richard with a bouquet as Ken looks on open-mouthed. Whatever you want. SND presents The Process Love Punch Limited Radar Films SND co-production with the participation of Canal Plus, M6, W9, 6-tier, a Joel Hopkins film. A psychedelic animation shows an aeroplane flying over spinning flowers. A red and yellow car pass each other on a blue road. A black cat sits alongside a black cowboy hat, below which is a yellow moustache. Animated diamonds of different shapes and sizes collide on a backdrop of green and blue vertical lines. A kaleidoscope of colours, reds, oranges, pale yellows and blues. White martini glasses line up on a purple background. Silhouetted legs with flippers swim out of a blue background peppered with white bubbles. A large bubble merges into the iris of a blinking eye. The Love Punch. A summer's day on a suburban high street. A red single-decker bus drives past a small post office and a florist. A couple cycle on the road in a residential area and two young children ride scooters on the pavement. Richard is asleep in bed. He starts awake and frowns. He pushes himself out of bed and goes to the window. Outside, a stylish woman in her 30s scowls up at him.
Ah, Michaela.
I've come to take my car. Move yours, it's blocking mine. I want out.
Uh-huh. Who's he?
My new lover.
A young man plays with a football and waves up at Richard as Michaela smiles proudly.
Where are you?
At Kate's house.
That's
a bit louder, darling. I don't think you've woken the whole street.
Come on, Mum. You're supposed to be helping me. I'm
calling. Kate moves away from the window. A notification comes through on her laptop.
Hello, Kate. My name is John Baptiste and Too Hot. I'm 57 years old, living in Paris, and would love to confess with you. Too Hot.
In his car, Richard smiles through the windscreen at stony-faced Michaela.
Oh, this is a first.
He backs out of his drive as Michaela edges the silver Mini forward. Once there's a big enough gap, she speeds off. Richard pulls back into his drive. Outside Kate's, Jerry approaches Kate's daughter, who's loading a box into her car.
Hey! Prodigal daughter departed from the establishment of higher learning. Hurrah for safe person!
Where's he going again?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh! Oh, brilliant. Cold, wet, but brilliant. Say yes to everything. Go on. Okay, to it all.
Well, not everything, Jerry.
Of course not.
Jerry. You're...
Well, no, I don't want that, darling. Oh, really? No, I'm all right, thanks. Anyway, Sophie, have a ball.
He gives her a golf ball.
See you at Christmas, darling.
See you, Uncle Jerry.
Oh. Now, you haven't forgotten about tomorrow night. Ken's definitely coming, despite what happened with the flowers. He's still keen.
All right, well, second time lucky.
Smash it! That's my girl. 7 o'clock at ours.
Penn mimes playing tennis.
I think that's my serve.
Kate and Sophie watch Penn run down the road, then head towards their house. Jerry and Richard are at the driving range.
Oh, shot. Ding dong. Hey, one more week, old son. You'll be doing this all day, every day. This is going to be our new office.
Richard looks around.
It's what we've worked our whole lives for, isn't it? Hey, hey.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose you're right, my friend.
Yep. Living the dream, old son. Living the dream. No more answering to the man. We call and we take the shots. Ah, that's not bad.
That's one. Woo-hoo. Sure, we won't be bored now.
Bored? Bored? What with all this? Bored?
As if.
In unison, the golfers take a shot.
Oh. Oh, no, it's not going again.
Oh, yeah.
Shh.
Did
you know what I'm doing?
Now, don't forget, always wash your jeans inside out. If it looks swollen, it probably is. And never put anything into your mouth that hasn't been boiled first.
Oh, it's done. Oh. Hi, Dad.
Hello, my darling. Have you left yet?
I'm just setting off. I'm with Mum.
Lucky girl, going to Edinburgh.
Your Mum and I were quite a dynamic pair on campus in our day. Maybe I'll buy a flat near you and relive my student days.
No, thanks, Dad. It's my turn.
Yes, it is indeed.
Don't know where Jerry's going. Nope, Jerry's getting lost.
So, what are you going to do now you're retired?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe I'll finally buy that boat and sail around the world, you know?
You were going to do that with Mum.
That's true, I was.
Dad, I have to go. I've got a big drive ahead of me.
Okay, call me when you get in now. I love you, Sophie.
Love you too, Dad. He's threatening to relive his student days.
Mm.
What were you two like at college?
Naive, unrealistic, ill-prepared.
To everything that I am right now.
Not you, not you, never you. Not at all. Come on, off you go. Don't forget to call me when you get there. Always go out in groups. If you get homesick, come home and try and find a good taxi service, because some of them have women-only drivers.
Women-only drivers. Got it. Anything else?
Kate touches Sophie's cheek.
Be yourself. You're lovely.
Kate smiles tearfully and crosses her arms. Kate waves as she watches Sophie drive off down the quiet street. Kate's brow crumples with emotion as she claps her hands together and looks up at her house.
Oh.
Richard removes his golf bag from the boot of his car and winces in pain. He hobbles towards his front door and pauses a moment. Kate walks through her open front door and closes it behind her.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Hello, Rumps. Come here.
A ginger cat.
Darling, what should we do this afternoon, hey? Let's get drunk.
Richard enters his house. He stands in the hallway and looks around.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
He throws his keys on a side table. Richard stands on a busy platform at Watling train station. He wears a stylish grey suit and reads Classic Boat magazine. A smartly dressed woman wearing oval glasses spots him and smiles. He turns his back on her.
You can hide all you like. I've spotted you. And we should get a start on your last week.
Yes, of course. Good morning, Doreen.
It has always been our good fortune to share the same train. No rest for the wicked, Mr. Jones.
Doreen, after all these years, after everything we've been through, are you still refusing to call me Richard?
Yes. No, you have a 10 o'clock meeting with the new owners.
Yeah.
Any idea who they are?
He glances at some young suited commuters.
Young is all I know, Doreen.
I took your advice on their pension share offer. I took them up on it.
Oh, the whole lot?
Yes, lots of us did. Janice in accounts, Marcus in payroll.
It's a solid offer.
No, you have a prostate check at 2:15 today.
The commuters look up at them.
I'm going to miss these little chats, Doreen.
Richard and Doreen approach a tall, glass-fronted building in the city. Men and women in suits mill about outside the front doors of Culco.
I thought my leaving party was on Friday.
I don't think this is a party, Mr. Jones.
It's all gone, Richard. The lot.
What?
Richard's eyes dart about hesitantly.
Morning, everyone.
His colleagues stare at him. He reads a notice on the door. Foreclosure notice. Culco Engineering has gone into receivership. All contracts are terminated.
Richard,
What's going on?
I don't know, Janice. I have no idea.
Did you know about this?
No, of course not, Marcus.
Is this legal? Can they just do this?
Yes, of course they can.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We don't know that. Just give me some time here, please.
Will we get paid this month?
Yes, of course we will.
Did you know this was coming?
Of course he didn't.
Someone said the shares are worthless. Is that true?
No.
Yes.
Marcus hands Richard an iPad. Richard frowns as he studies the screen.
Jesus.
I suppose they'll let us in at some point. To collect our things, I mean.
Doreen, I promise you, I will sort this out.
Doreen nods up at him gravely and walks away.
Everyone, listen up. I promise you I'll get to the bottom of this. I will find out what's going on, but I just need some time, okay?
How are we supposed to do that?
What can you do?
I don't know, but I promise you, I will make sure that every one of you gets what they're due. I will not let you down.